The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks have a couple of necessary changes due to injury that they've made to their roster as a result of their recent road trip, and they come back to SAP Center at San Jose for a one-game homestand. Tonight, at the Tank, it's the Sharks and the Detroit Red Wings. Goaltender Vitek Vanacek got injured in the first period against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and so the Sharks have recalled goaltender Yaroslav Oskarov to replace him in the lineup. It'll be Mackenzie Blackwood in the nets once again, but the Sharks did have to make one other maneuver on their roster to get to the 23-man limit. They placed Nico Sturm on the 7-day injured reserve list, and so technically the Sharks have three players that are goaltenders on the active roster. Mackenzie Blackwood had to come into the game against Pittsburgh and was absolutely spectacular, making two incredible stops on Sidney Crosby in overtime.
Granlund's going to get it back. He turns away. A headman feed. Oh, Zetterlund lost his stick. Otherwise, he would have been gone. So Raquel gets it back in. Trouble. Here comes Carlson to the right. Crosby the shot.
Oh,
what a save by Mackenzie Blackwood. And a tremendous stop off of Crosby with 2:09 left in overtime. Carlson has it. Down to 14 seconds left in overtime. Crosby's on the ice, looking for the milestone. He moves in. He stick handles. He goes behind the net. He still has it. He walks in front. Backhand shot. Great glove save by Mackenzie Blackwood with 5.2 seconds left in overtime. He has stopped Crosby twice in overtime in spectacular fashion.
Blackwood said it was pretty exciting having to make those big stops on Crosby to guarantee the Sharks a point in the standings. And the added drama came when Crosby went into overtime with 599 career goals looking for a milestone.
I didn't even know that, so thank goodness he didn't get it. Although it might be cool to be on the other side of history like that. I was already Ovi's 700th goal, so oh boy. Hopefully, maybe in a year, if he's still stuck on 699, we can give that to him, but I doubt it.
Given the way that Ovechkin is playing with his 31st career hat trick recently, Blackwood knows what he's talking about.
It's crazy. It's impressive. Yeah, he's a machine.
Blackwood talked about the difference mentally for a goaltender when preparing all day to get a start as opposed to having to jump in and suddenly be at the top of his game.
No, I've never been really good getting in and off the bench because I feel like it takes me a little bit of time to get going and like get the mind sharp seeing the pucks and watching the plays and stuff like that. But, I mean, last game was good. It was pretty quiet off the start minus the first goal. So they gave me time to settle in and get warmed up to the game. But, no, like you said, when you're prepared to play, the whole day's kind of preparation for it. I mean, you try and do the same things when you're not playing, but it's just not the same, you know. Like, you know you're not playing, so everything's a little bit forced.
Oskarov is going to be backing up Blackwood tonight in this game against the Red Wings. He's excited about the chance to be with the big club for the first time since the trade.
It's a great opportunity for me, you know, like, it's some, like, good energy. Feels pretty good, and it's nice. It's always fun to be here.
Yaroslav has been working closely with Sharks goaltending director Evgeny Nabokov each and every day, and he says that they talk about a variety of topics.
We're talking about everything. That's helped a lot, in especially in the season, because we have a lot of hockey. We're speaking about hockey as well, but we speak a lot about, like, whatever. But about everything, but not about hockey. It's helps a lot.
It's tough when a goaltender gets injured and can't help his team for a few days, and that's where Vitek Vanacek is right now. Blackwood can relate.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been there too. So you don't like to see that, but at the same time, like, everyone he'll be fine. He'll get through it, and it'll be all good. So, you know, you just have to be patient with stuff, and, it'll be all good.
For the young Sharks, it is certainly an adjustment to deal with the long travel and then suddenly playing in a new time zone. Will Smith talked about it.
I mean, it's obviously long road trips are tough, but it's also fun. I mean, being in the city for a couple of days, you know, get to kind of adventure a bit and then play MSG and in Philly are two pretty cool places. So besides that, it's getting home a little bit late, but make sure you get back on the time change.
Smith is pretty excited and motivated tonight, though, because Patrick Kane is on the other side of the ice for Detroit, and that means something to the youngster.
Yeah, he was my idol growing up, you know. I was a big Chicago fan, too, so he's definitely a guy that I kind of try to play like still, and yeah, he's definitely my favorite player.
Smith has studied a lot of NHL players, and he told us what he really likes about Patrick Kane's game.
Everything. I mean, like you said, shootout. I mean, he's just silky out there. I mean, I used to watch his clips on YouTube for hours on end when I was a kid, and then go try him in practice. So everything about him is just so smooth. Shootouts on the ice, everything. I mean, making plays like him is something I would always try to do. And I mean, when Panarin was there too, it was pretty cool watching them, and those seam passes they would make were pretty special.
It'll be yet another game for fans to see Smith and Macklin Celebrini together as line mates with Barkley Goodrow on the left wing side. And Smith says that they've developed some good chemistry that's going to build as time goes on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. Like I said, last game we tried to, you know, make a bunch of plays, and we did. So I think we're trying to carry that on. I mean, as the first game, I thought we were pretty good together. And it's nice being out there with him to make some plays that... just vision-wise, I mean, it's pretty nice to be out there.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment, right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from Cal Hope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673. Or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
A podiatrist will tell you about your feet. An orthopedist will tell you about your bones. A physical therapist will analyze your gait. A psychologist will help you manage your anxiety. But what if they're all connected? What if your walk affects your hip alignment and the loss of movement affects your mental health? At Kaiser Permanente, we know the body is connected in unseen ways. That's why our doctors work together to care for all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
2X Red Wings are in the lineup for the Sharks tonight. One of them is winger Kleem Costin, and the other is defenseman Jake Walman. Walman was asked this morning if this date was one that he had circled on his calendar to start the year.
I don't know. You got to take the emotions out of it. You know, it's we're all hockey players, and at the end of the day, it's for whatever reason. A lot of guys know it's a business, and at the end of the day, it's just another hockey game. So, yeah, it'll be fun to see those guys out there for sure. Probably smile a bunch of times out there tonight just because of old memories and stuff. But, yeah, it'll be fun, just another game.
The Sharks want to get off to a good start in this game, and Walman talked about doing that on the first game back from a long road trip and changing time zones.
Biggest thing probably right away is just to get your mind and feet into it early. And, yeah, it's normal to be sluggish, I guess, but try and kind of weed that out as fast as possible and get to our game. I think once that first couple shifts, everybody gets under their belt, we'll be good.
Scott Hannon will join me on the Sharks Audio Network broadcast, which begins at 7 o'clock Pacific time on all of your favorite applications. The best one, of course, is the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. You can just hit the live or listen button when you get there, and we're on the air 24 hours a day. Pipe it into your car, too. You can find us online and, of course, on one of our great terrestrial radio stations. That's it for the Teal Report. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.